Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, here today with Juliana Dragos, counselor for teens and young adults in Geneva and Lausanne. She is also the co-founder of the Lausanne Therapy Space. This month, we're speaking with Juliana about young adults. And for more information, you can visit her website, youngadultcounseling.com. So, Juliana, working as a clinician with young adults, for what reasons do they seek out consultations with you for therapy?
So the short answer is everything, but there are some themes as well. Trying to get a grip on the new life and the new world that they're in after they've flown the nest, dealing with anxiety, which is so huge in this population, and that can come in many, many forms. Looking at family relationships and issues now that they're distanced from them. Looking at, difficult experiences in adolescence and trying to make sense of them and grow from them. And, you know, I also see a lot of emerging adults, so the 18 to 25-year-olds in particular, who are feeling so lost and untethered. They're kind of wandering and unable to really grip into life and unable to go forward in any direction, really feeling kind of stuck. And a bit paralyzed.
You know, when you're describing this, it starts to make me feel quite anxious. It's like, it's true. It's kind of an overwhelming period of time of like stepping out into the concrete external world with such potentially tumultuous internal questions. So in the kind of practice of counseling with young adults, what are some kind of specific aspects that you're encountered with?
Yeah. So, you know, I get a lot of people who are really feeling like, you know, what's wrong with me that I'm feeling this way at this time in life? It seems like everyone else is okay. They compare themselves a lot to people they see around them or kind of these idealized versions or expectations of what they think this time will be. So everyone says this is supposed to be the best time in life, quote unquote. And what happens to people when that's actually not their reality? That can feel really, really disappointing. And so I find that it's really important to normalize and educate young adult clients that this developmental phase is actually very challenging.
Mm.
And it's not just them who are struggling.
Right, right. It's not like everyone else at their university is kind of getting on with it and having an okay time necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even if it might look that way, because people often hide these struggles.
That's right, yeah. Right. Very well said. It's a very poignant time to be working with people, and you described it as quite transitional.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm wondering if there's something else that might be specific in terms of that transition, maybe thinking back about previous transitions such as adolescence, but also looking forward. What's in front of them?
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, I love working with people at this age because they really are kind of sitting right in this transitional moment between adolescence and all that is, in their future before them. And so they're looking then and asking so many questions. They're looking back at their childhood and adolescence, and they're kind of trying to make sense of things that have happened to them. And then they're also kind of looking ahead, and they're saying, you know, I want this for my life, or I don't want that for my life, or I've always kind of operated this way, and I don't really want to do that anymore. How can I fix that?
Right.
Yeah.
Very big questions. Thank you very much, Juliana. For more information, please contact her at youngadultcounseling.com.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.